Hello, and welcome to Schmevel and Wheeze, episode 2, My Yarn Addiction, part 1. I want to start this podcast with a little disclaimer. I do manage a little yarn store in the heart of the Claremont, California village. Colors 91711. Please come check us out if you're in the area. We would love to see you. Today is about my crafting history, my origin story, if you will, in terms of knitting and crocheting and spinning and such. You know, I started fairly young. I was 8 or 9 when I started to crochet. My fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Egger, taught our class a few basic stitches, and I really enjoyed it. And so I begged my mother to show me more. My mother was an amazing homemaker. If it was a home art, she did it. She knit, crochet, sewed, embroidered, crewel work, macrame, canning, baking, cooking, gardening, everything. She just did it all, it seemed like. And so, of course, what she really wanted to do was take time out of her day to teach me how to do some of those things. But anyways, you know, I had her show me a few stitches, and I would kind of go gangbusters for a while and then lose interest for a month or two or a year or two, and then pick it back up and make her show me again. And you know, I made a lot of granny squares back in the day, a lot of chains and a lot of granny squares. I also asked her to teach me to knit, but never quite could handle that as a kid. I don't know whether it was the two hands working in conjunction or what, but knitting I found much, much more difficult to pick up. So I crocheted through high school and college and after college, and every now and then I would try knitting again, but it just never took. And then about 10 years ago, I was working for Borders Bookstore, and I decided I really want to learn to knit. And, you know, there's a little craft section, and looked through a lot of the books, and finally decided on the Klutz series, which is crafts and skills for tweens. Basically, 8 to 12 year olds is their demographic, and they explained knitting in a way that I could understand. And so I picked knitting up, and I certainly was not very good at the beginning. I had a little craft circle I was in, and so we would knit and crochet and sit around and talk, and that was always fun. And so that's how I learned to knit. And but it wasn't really until I started working at Colors that my skills took off, and part of it was just out of desperation. People would come with their problems and be like, fix please. And you know, it was my job to do that. So that's where the knitting skill came from. But prior to working at Colors, my yarn stash was pretty minimal. I had yarn for my current project, maybe one or two projects out, and that was kind of it. And you know, they were always kind of for specific people and not too obscene. Well, being surrounded by yarn and yarn accessories every day, I found that I gave into the temptation. You know, they tell drug dealers never to sample their wares. I did not heed that advice, and so now I have a pretty extensive stash. I recently converted one of the rooms in our house into a craft room, and it's pretty full already. And I have a queue on Ravelry of at least 40 projects, 50 projects maybe. And 15 of those are sweater quantity, some knit, some crochet, but you know, it's a lot of yarn. What can I say? I just love it. I love the fiber. I love playing with it. And now I've picked up spinning. And so that now I'm buying the raw fiber, and the boy teases me every time I come home with a little more roving. He's like, when are you actually going to knit or crochet with anything that you've made into yarn? And I promise him that someday that will happen, but I just haven't, you know, I haven't had the time yet to balance my pre-made yarn that I already have with the new yarn that I'm making with, you know, my duties at work that are yarn related. Anyways, So that's it. I just wanted to give you an introduction to one of my many obsessions. I appreciate everyone who downloaded the first podcast and all the positive feedback I've received. And again, I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was brought to you by The Boy. He is my sponsor. And we thank you for listening. Have a great day.